the Lone Rider.
Yeah. Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're about to embark on a topic that is probably the single most important thing I've learned in 8 years and a couple weeks on the Grilling Guys is how to use olive oils and balsamics in my cooking.
You know what I've learned?
What's that?
You're like the king of improv.
Right, yeah. But olive oils and balsamics were completely foreign to me before we started this. It was like something I'd never even thought of. And then along came this little company that is now a large company called Old World Olive Company that has grown because of a couple things. Olive oils and balsamics are fantastic, but also they teach people how to use them when you go into their stores. That, to me, is the difference maker.
That is very important. Welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. And I love olive oil so much. I have a granddaughter named Olive.
Right.
So yeah. Beat that.
can't touch that.
In the studio with us right now is Shasta, the owner of Old World Olive Company. How's that sound when you hear that? The owner of such a successful, cool company.
Pretty cool. Some days pretty scary.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks like when you have to hire some new people or fire some people.
Yeah, that's not the fun part, no, but the hiring's great.
Right,
the hiring's fun. Yep.
Well, yep. So tell us everything you know in 5 minutes.
Well, everything I know in 5 minutes, that shouldn't take me a whole lot of time. So, you know, olive oil is such a misunderstood item. People look at it, they think it's a fat. They don't understand that it's a good fat. It's a monounsaturated. That's the stuff that lowers your blood pressure, helps with all sorts of different cancers and diseases. And if you don't know what any of those are, just Google it. I mean, the list is just, there's a plethora of information. The same goes for balsamic vinegar. A lot of people think it's just a little condiment. It's really not. The antioxidants in balsamic vinegar are amazing. Again, really? You can Google that and find out all sorts of things. It's an appetite suppressant. It helps control your sugar.
So you eat it, so you don't eat it? Is that it?
Kind of, sort of. Okay. Yeah,
so you could just like do a shot.
Yeah,
right.
Yep, you could.
And that would be dinner.
Right.
So, no, that'd be lunch.
Yeah.
So if you're following what the FDA says you should have, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, fresh, is the key. It's not something that you're going to get off a shelf in a grocery store that you don't know where it came from. You don't know when it's been crushed.
How long it's been sitting
how
in
long
a
it's
crate.
Sat on, yeah, the slow boat coming
what's
over
the,
in a crate.
Yeah, what's the percentage of EVOs in the U.S. that are actually rancid by the time you buy them?
Just about 80% of them.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at that 75 to 80%
so
mark.
If it smells like you don't want to eat it, don't buy it. Because
right.
A lot of them do. If you notice a lot of olive oils that you buy in the big bottles and stuff, and you smell it, it's like, wow, this is why I don't use olive
kinda
oil.
Kind of smells like
it smells like yes,
like crayons. That's not good.
Right,
that's not a good
right.
quality.
Grandma's old purse. Right?
I love that. That was great. That was great. So anyway, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Shasta from the Old World Olive Company, and Shasta's here alone, and she's very pretty. Corey didn't come with her, so shame on him for not coming into the studio, because we've got guys peering in the windows here in the studio trying to find out who this is. So tell us a little bit more about infused EVOs.
Sure. So that's another really curious area for most people. They just don't understand or maybe grasp what that means. And infused is where you're using the base of the extra virgin olive oil. So you're still getting that healthy, the polyphenols, you're getting the low peroxide levels, you're getting all the good stuff that you want in the olive oil, which is all the health benefits. And then they're going to infuse the essence of the flavor into the olive oil.
So my favorite's garlic.
Yes.
They take the
pure extra virgin olive oil, and then we infuse the garlic essence.
Which means what?
It's the oil of the garlic.
Juice?
It's the juice.
Oh.
Yep.
But
so
it's the oil.
So what's in
the,
garlic yes. olive oil is garlic and olive oil.
Olive oil, yes.
Yeah.
So if you look at a nutritional panel that we have in all the stores if you need them, it'll tell you exactly that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there's a variety of infusions that happen in the oil. I mean, it's just not garlic. That's one that,
right.
that's like a go-to.
Right.
Because you
staple.
Can't go wrong with garlic. But explain some of the other things and how we might use those.
Yeah. So we've got things all the way from a dill, extra virgin olive oil, which is really a different variety.
Works great on fish.
Which works great on fish. It's great on potatoes.
I don't think I've ever had the dill.
Oh, you need to make a stroll down the street.
You're missing out.
Yes, you're missing out.
Because I have.
All the way to Tuscan Herb, which is our best selling. That's got garlic.
Is it really?
It is.
I do like it.
It's our number one seller. You know,
I've become very fond of the basil, to be
the
honest.
The basil
that's really
is super fresh. And, you know, sometimes
that's
people
me.
Have an issue saying, well, you know, I'm paying $18 for a bottle of extra virgin olive oil. The amount that you use of the extra virgin olive oil in comparison to something that doesn't have the quality flavor
spend
that we have.
$2 and get the little spout for it, and you'll pour very little. You'll need very little.
Right on. Right. Yep. And
me,
your flavor is great.
Yeah.
Bob bathes in it.
So the other half of this equation from the oil is the balsamic vinegar. And when people think of vinegar, you get the nose crunch a little bit, and it's like, ooh, vinegar, that's no good. But it's an acid that complements many, many foods if it's used properly and in moderation. So tell us a little bit about balsamic.
Correct. You know, I was just having this conversation yesterday with my manager, Lisa, because when I first met her about 8 years ago, she came into the store as a customer and said, I don't like balsamic vinegar. Those are my favorite customers. Indulge me. Let me just mix up an oil and a vinegar.
Right.
The oil cuts the acidic level of the balsamic, and it just naturally smooths that out. What we find, too, is that Americans like the acidic level to be a little bit lower because we like things sweet. If you go to Europe and you try a balsamic vinegar there, their acidic level is typically around 6. We offer those flavors, too, for the people that don't want it Americanized, if you will.
Yeah, I don't like it real sweet either.
Yep.
For grilling, especially. You want a low sugar content. But we were joking about, you know, body oils and stuff like that. But in all honesty, aren't there some EVOs that are like really good for your skin and people use them in massages and stuff?
So any extra virgin olive oil, you're still getting the health benefits that you would consume. You're getting them on your skin.
Because your skin absorbs it.
Right. We have women that come in and they buy the highest polyphenol count extra virgin olive oil that we can offer. And we've had stuff over 700, which... if you know anything about polyphenols, 220 and high and up is considered high. Over 700 is almost not drinkable.
So that's why my wife puts like this coconut oil on her legs. It's
right?
The same thing as she could be using. She could be using some of your oil.
Me,
I don't put anything on my legs like that because a real man wouldn't do it.
That's not what she told me.
Oh, it might not be time for man law.
Now you're a man.
A real man has to confess on air that he does put coconut oil on his chicken legs. Any man that is old enough and is not in the military should at least support the troops. Even if you don't agree with a war, if there happens to be one, they're there and they're your countrymen fighting to protect you and your family. You should show them support. Take a knee, you get the back of the hand.
I get it, man. You know what? We're blessed because we have servicemen and women that sacrifice their lives and do what we need to do to protect us so a couple knuckleheads like us can sit here and do this and have fun with Shasta. So Shasta, the balsamics, again, there's infused flavors of those as well, right?
Correct.
About how many do you represent?
Wow. I would say on average at any given time, we've got at least 30.
Right. And you mentioned mixing balsamics and oils. If you've ever been to a restaurant where you've got an oil and vinegar dressing, rather, on your salad, there's some really cool combinations that I'd like to talk about. The last time I was in your store, they gave me a lime oil and a coconut balsamic. And you put equal amounts of that in a little dispenser and put that on your salad. It was fantastic.
And the cool thing is if you take your little hand mixer and hit that real quick, it looks more like a dressing, especially if you're throwing some spices in.
Emulsifies, right?
Yeah, because, you know, some people wouldn't think to put oil and vinegar on their salad, whereas it used to be the norm.
Right.
That was a salad when I grew up.
Right.
There was no ranch.
Right.
It was oil and vinegar.
Right.
But listen, can you stick around? You've already been here for most of the day. So
sure. We've got great beer from Black Rocks here, so hey.
Coming up, Shasta is going to give us a couple recipes that you're not going to want to miss for your Labor Day gig. Stick with us. We'll be back.